Now, a big thank you to The Star, who've been loyal supporters of the Friday Night program right across 2018, and a special thanks to Nihad, Peter and the team, who've been a treat to work with this year. They've brought us some exciting stories and exciting guests, but none more exciting than this one, because this week, Flying Fish, the iconic Sydney restaurant, having spent 14 years at Jones Bay Wharf, has moved inland 600 metres and is now a part of the stable of top-class restaurants there at The Star. And to tell us a bit more about the move, I'm joined by Peter Robertson, who's the executive chef at Flying Fish. Peter, good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing?
Good. A very exciting time. The doors opened earlier this week. How's it going so far?
Oh, look, soft openings, I think, a bit of a misnomer, really. I think soft openings are always quite hard, aren't they?
Yeah.
But look, it's been a great ride coming over from Jones Bay Wharf to our new home over here at The Star.
And the great thing about the move is it really opens it up for more people to enjoy the food.
Exactly, exactly. The location at Jones Bay Wharf, cracking location,
yeah.
Really good, but it is. If anyone's been down there, slightly removed from the main thoroughfare, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. Now, the menu at Flying Fish, always been top-notch, the finest seafood going around. Are you sticking with the same menu, or have you made some changes?
Look, we've made sort of slight changes. We've been trading at Jones Bay Wharf for about, 14 years.
Mm.
Sort of took the opportunity to reevaluate a few different bits and pieces, but I think the brand is very much the same, and the same philosophy. Rings true.
Yeah.
Just execution slightly different, I guess.
And you've personally made, local connections with local seafood farmers, haven't you, right across Australia and New Zealand?
Yeah, yeah. I've been cooking in Sydney for some time, so I've been fortunate enough to make some connections sort of a few locally, and then down sort of in Victoria and South Australia around the Gulf. Sort of bringing them in on board into The Star as well.
There are so many highlights on the menu. The mud crab with the black pepper and curry leaves, that's a favourite. The way you cook the fish on the wood fire grill is also very special. But, Peter, the seafood platter is legendary. Tell us what's on it.
So we do it in sort of two services or two components. Mm-hmm. I guess there's the cold component. We've got some diamond clams from Cloudy Bay in New Zealand. They go out cold with the fig leaf vinaigrette, some oysters. We sort of take a pick of what's available on any given day.
Mm.
Chilled marin salad, a roast Balmain bug, thermidor, some grilled split prawn. Look, it changes quite a bit, but I think it's a good representation of sort of not only what's on the menu, but what's around
you
locally,
bet.
I guess.
It is the best of the best. That's one thing. The other thing that you do offer now, being in The Star, nearby the Lyric Theatre and The Star Event Centre, is that you have a pre-theatre menu, two or three courses before you see a show.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. We got a small taste of that last night.
Mm-hmm.
They were mercifully quiet, I guess, last night, but I imagine that's going to gain some traction in the coming weeks, I guess.
I'm sure it will. And what about you personally? You've, as you said, spent a lot of time here in Australia. You've been part of the Rockpool Group. You've been overseas working at the Fat Duck with Heston Blumenthal. How was that?
Oh, it was very good, very good. I've sort of made an analogy of, working at a garage and then going and working on a mechanic team in a Formula One team. It's a bit of a different ball game.
Oh, but you were part of a Formula One team back here in Sydney at the Flying Fish, now part of the Star Group. It's open daily for lunch and dinner. For bookings and all the details, you go to the website star.com.au and follow the links. And Peter Robertson is the executive chef there at Flying Fish. Peter, good luck and thanks for your time tonight.
Thank you so much.